And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. In her early 20s, Betty Swims Gray had four children, but not much in the way of support or opportunity. It was the early 1960s, and she was a single mother. Recently, her son Roger Swims brought her to the StoryCorps Atlanta booth to talk about what that was like.
Well, honey, it was terrifying. I didn't have a college degree, and I had no particular skills except being a mother. And what I did was I opened a daycare center, and that was perfect for us because I was a good mother and I was a kind person, so I knew that I could love and be kind and help others who were having to work to care for their children during the day. And so I did that until the property owner sold the property and I sort of was faced with, oh no, now what? So I tried to find clerical work, and I did for a while, and I quickly learned that I wasn't making enough money to happily support my family. In 64, we learned that the Playboy Club was going to be opening a club here in Atlanta, and my father heard about it, and he encouraged me to go down and interview.
At the Playboy Club, you were a cocktail waitress.
Mm-hmm.
You serve drinks. Needless to say, to work at the Playboy Club, you were a very, very attractive younger lady. You know, you leveraged the resources you had.
That's true.
To get that job, though, you had to be what age to work there?
Oh, when I went down to apply for the job, I was 25 years old at the time. And I realized that they wouldn't hire me if I was 25. I would then be considered by their rules to be too old to be a Playboy bunny. So I told a big old white lie and said, I'm 24. I mean, I really needed this job. So I told a story and was hired. That's what I did. It was a very good paying job. I did very well and met lots of interesting people.
That reminds me, there was the singer. I forget what was his name. Everyone knows him.
Lou Rawls.
Yeah, he was a singer in the club at the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Very nice man.
Yeah.
But it was the hardest thing I ever did in the way of a job. It was a really hard job to do. There were just things that I needed to do to be a Playboy bunny that I'd never done before. And we were required to wear these 3-inch heels. And we worked on hard floors. And my poor feet, I thought, were never going to be the same. In fact, I don't think they ever will be the same. We had to learn the ordering sequence for the different liquors, and if we didn't order them correctly, we got blessed out by the bartenders. And there was one particular incident when I didn't order my whiskeys correctly, and the bartender was from New York, and he was really rough, and he raised his voice to me and used a few profane words, and I just said to him, I will not listen to this. You may not talk to me that way. I wasn't raised this way, so you will address me by my name and let me know if I've made an error, but I will not take that sort of abusive language. And he said, well, excuse me, Scarlett, I won't do that anymore. So he didn't. And I really gained a lot of respect from him and the other bartenders.
And that's what I refer to when I say you took a stand.
Yes.
Beautiful woman, but not to be trifled with.
That was Roger Swims talking with his mother, Betty Swims Gray. This story was produced locally by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth.